Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, February 19, 2026. The investigation into the loss of the Lillie Jean has begun, and a Salem School Committee is going to discuss selection of an interim superintendent. Mostly sunny, upper 30s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 12:23 p.m. Bobby Grady reports in the Gloucester Times, a multi-agency investigation led by the Coast Guard is deploying deep-sea sonar technology to create a map of the seafloor in hopes of finding the fishing vessel Lillie Jean, which sank suddenly late last month, with all seven hands lost. Local and state leaders, as well as representatives from the Coast Guard, National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, National Transportation Safety Board, and the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Police and State Police on Wednesday outlined what has already been done, what is being investigated, and what investigators are hoping to find. Making its return to port, the 72-foot Lillie Jean sank January 30, about 22 miles off the Gloucester coast, without making a mayday call. The Coast Guard was alerted by an emergency position indicating radio. The Coast Guard was alerted by an emergency position indicating radio beacon, or EPIRB. Such beacons can activate without human intervention when they hit the water. State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr outlined the investigation's three-phase approach in what he called an unprecedented effort to locate the Lillie Jean during a press conference Wednesday with representatives of the agencies involved. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News, the Salem School Committee will meet in executive session next week to discuss candidates for the role of interim superintendent as Stevens Rickey leaves the Salem Public Schools to take over as the state's next Secretary of Education. Due to the timing of Zwicky's departure, Mayor Dominic Pangallo said the school committee will be looking to name an interim superintendent for at least the remainder of the school year while outlining the process for selecting Salem's next superintendent. Pangallo, who serves as chair of the school committee, said he couldn't comment at this time whether the committee would be considering internal or external candidates for the next superintendent.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on msonewsports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
And the itemlive.com is reporting the list.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Linfield Public Library is joining the Boston Bruins, Cradles to Crayons, Massachusetts Board of Library Commissioners, and DCF/WonderFund to collect pajamas for kids in need until March 15. The goal is to collect 10,000 pairs of new PJs for local children living in low-income and homeless situations. To donate, please drop off new pajamas, sizes 0 to 3 months, to 18 to 20, adult medium, to the Linfield Public Library at 18 Summer Street. All pajama donations should be appropriate for all seasons and void of any familiar or holiday references. The most needed sizes for the girls are 12 to 18 months, 18 to 24 months, and adult medium for both boys and girls sizes. For any questions, email Library Director Abby Porter at aporter@noblenet.org or call 781-334-5411. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, St. John's Prep Hockey is back to its familiar winning ways. The Eagles have now won 11 straight games after losing 3 in a row, and they closed out the regular season yesterday with a 4-0 win over Andover. In boys basketball, Beverly topped Everett 87-57, powered by 24 points from Jacob Klass. The Panthers are now at 17-4. Swampscott topped rival Marblehead 59-55, as the Big Blue got 28 points from senior captain Connor Chiarello. The Big Blue end its regular season at 16-4. Marblehead was led by Cam Weaver's 16 points, and both teams are headed to the state tournament. In boys basketball notes, Hamilton Wenham's Caden Schrock scored his 1,000th career point this week in the Patton tournament. Also this afternoon, an interesting non-league match with Georgetown playing at Masco at 5 o'clock. Both teams have had successful seasons this year. In college notes, Endicott men's basketball player Marcus Montenegro of Gloucester won another League Player of the Week honor this week. The Gulls men's hockey team will host Johnson & Wales tonight at 7. In girls basketball, Bishop Fenwick won the Norwell tournament with a 59-43 win over Needham. Tourney MVP Celia Nielsen led the Crusaders with 25 points. Elsewhere, it was Marblehead 40, Swampscott 33, Tess Andriana with 21 points for the Magicians, Lynn Classical 48, Everett 39, as the Rams end their regular season at 12-4. In the pros, the Celtics are back in action tonight at Golden State. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.